Charlene Richard was born in 1947 in the rural rice farming community of Richard, Louisiana, to Joe and Mary Alice, the second oldest of 10 children. Within the Cajun community, there was nothing unusual about the little girl or her family. They were hard-working people who were strongly devoted to their Catholic faith. Charlene was as average as she could be. One day, she had read a book about Saint Therese and then decided to pay a visit to the church to pray to the little flower. Then the youngster went home and asked the grandmother, if she prayed like Saint Therese, could she become a saint like her? Her grandmother assured her that she could. One day, while outside, little Charlene saw a vision of a tall woman standing by an oak tree, dressed all in black, and she couldn't even make out her face. Being fearful of this, Charlene went back into her house and told her mother about the incident. This very same woman dressed in black appeared again the next day. Then the teachers in school had noticed that Charlene wasn't herself. And when Charlene's symptoms began to grow worse, her parents took her to the doctor, who then sent her for testing, where it was discovered that she had acute lymphatic leukemia. The family then quickly turned to the parish priest and the hospital chaplain, who was a newly ordained priest and had been assigned to Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital, where Charlene was a new patient. His name was Father Joseph Brennan. Father Brennan would visit Charlene every day, and when he arrived, Charlene would ask him for whom they should pray for that day. She had told Father Brennan that she accepted her illness as God's will, and that she wanted to offer up her suffering for others and for those who asked her for prayers. Father Brennan was deeply moved by the faith and love the 12-year-old little one displayed. Shortly before Charlene's death, Father Brennan told her a beautiful lady would come to take her away to heaven. Charlene then replied, "Oh, you mean the Blessed Mother. When she comes, I'll tell her Father Brennan says hello." After hearing this, the priest was left completely speechless. He was with her when she died on August 11, 1959. Though she died 2 weeks after the diagnosis, her simple acceptance of her fate as God's will and a willingness to pray and offer up her suffering for others made a lasting impression on those who were with her during this short time. The hospital chaplain, Father Joseph Brennan, saw Charlene as a witness for people of all ages to the power of resignation and acceptance of God's will. She wasn't different in any way, except that when the crisis came in her life, and when it came quickly, she accepted it with faith and trust and love. Charlene's gravesite in Richard, Louisiana, is a sacred place of pilgrimage where many individuals and families come to seek healing, comfort, and courage. Her story reminds us that holiness is not about doing extraordinary things, but about trusting God with extraordinary love in every moment of our lives. In South Louisiana, Catholic parents often bring their babies to the gravesite of Charlene Richard to pray for the health and holiness of their child. Servant of God, Charlene Richard, pray for us.
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side to love.